感谢赞美主耶稣的恩典，让我们有机会见证会来听弟兄姐妹的恩典的分享。
Praise and thank God for His grace that we can all come here and listen to brothers and sisters testify.
我们这一次有三位弟兄姐妹来见证。
We're going to have three brothers and sisters to give testimony.
第一位是宁媛姐妹。
First, we'll have Sister 宁媛。
你看她后面写的是从 Ohio 来的。
She's from Ohio Church.
没有 Church.
Ohio.
所以她是从remote area， 就是从偏远地区来的。
So she's from a remote area.
我们相信在座大部分都知道 Ohio 在哪里吗
？And do you all know where is Ohio？
所以那里我们没有教会。
Is there a church there？
但是我们有信徒。
But we have members.
所以我们弟兄姐妹其实有人分散在没有教会的地方。
So actually, our brothers and sisters, some of them are scattered in an area where there's no church.
我们如果有知道哪一些弟兄姐妹是在没有教会的地方，要特别为他们祷告。
And if you know somebody who are from remote area, we must especially pray for them.
因为他们基本上信仰很有可能是孤单的。
Because they might be lonely in their journey of faith.
需要借着不同的管道才能够坚守住信仰。
And it's through different ways that they can hold on to their faith.
能够有弟兄姐妹的带导，让他们可以在各种挑战当中站立得住。
It's through brothers and sisters' intercession that they can stand firm in their tribulations.
你姐妹其实从中国来。
And Sister Ni actually came from China.
她会见证她怎么来信主。
And so she'll testify how she came to believe.
为什么她跑到那里去
？And why did she 跑到哪里？
就
And why did she went there? Ohio. Oh, why she went to Ohio?
然后她在那里学到什么
？And where what did she learn over there?
能够成为我们弟兄姐妹很好的提醒。
So that it will become a reminder for all brothers and sisters.
第二位是Angel 不是 Angel Abigail。
Second we have Abigail. Sister Abigail.
她是从伊丽莎白教会来的。
She is from Elizabeth Church.
所以在读大学的时候，我们一定有很多的经历。
And so in college we'll have many experiences.
因为这个就是我们从高中好像半大不小到大学，就是那像成人是大人一样的。
We're growing from adolescent into adult.
那所以在大学里面就是我们生命转变的时候。
And in college is where our life being transformed.
所以跟我们大部分的学员都一样的，在大学这个阶段。
As well as all the participants in our time in college.
我们可以从他的身上学到我们要怎么样追求成熟。
And from her testimony, we can learn how to pursue maturity.
第三位是Francisco 弟兄。
And the third, we have Brother Francisco.
他是我们现在总会的神学生。
He's our TTP student currently.
那他现在也是在学习怎么样到偏远地区去传福音的。
And he's also learning how to preach in remote areas.
特别是要开拓讲西班牙文的中南美洲地区。
Especially in Central and South America, which speaks Spanish.
所以我们要从他身上学习怎么样来为真理打美好仗，为耶稣基督的福音做见证。
And from him, we can learn how to fight a good fight for Jesus and to witness for his gospel.
所以希望今天的见证会呢，让我们可以从不同的角度去。得到属灵的提醒。
So I hope in this testimony session we can be reminded in different aspects.
让我们回去的生活里面能够更有目标。
So then when we go back, we will have a goal.
知道要怎么样警醒。
Know how to be watchful.
要知道怎么样追求成熟。
To know how to pursue maturity.
要知道怎么样为真理打美好的仗。
And to know how to fight a good fight for the truth.
所以这三个见证。希望能够为我们带来造就。
So these three testimonies, hope can edify.
所以接下来的这个一个多小时的时间希望我们都能够用心的听去思考。
So in this following hour, we wish to for you to listen and to ponder.
我们现在第一位就请妮媛姐妹来见证。
And first, we'll ask Sister 妮媛 to testify.
在见证前，请先低头默祷。
Before I give a testimony, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣基督圣名，我在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢主耶稣为我预备来参加这次 NYTS。
Thank God for guiding me to attend this year's NYTS.
也能给我机会在这里做见证。
For allowing me to testify here.
今天呢，我主要是想分享自己信主的过程，以及来参加 NYTS 前发生在我身上的一些事情。
Today I'd like to testify about how I came to believe and how I came to attend NYTS.
那其实，在一月份参加 CYSC 的时候，我也分享过我前面一段如何信主的经历，所以有一部分的弟兄姐妹已经听过了。
When I attended the CYSC earlier this January, I've shared this testimony already.
我在2009年15岁的时候去了武汉，中国中部最大的一个城市。
So in 2009, when I was 15, I went to Wuhan, China, which is a central part of China.
在音乐学院的附中念高中。
And I went to a musical school in a musical middle school.
我有一个非常好的同学 Brother Lee.
And I have a very good friend. His name is Brother Lee. Oh, yeah. Brother Lee.
是 TJC 的信徒。
And he's a TJC member.
高一的时候有一天在琴房里，我路过他的琴房，听到他在弹钢琴。
And during my freshman year, I went by his a room, and then he was playing piano.
Yeah. 弹的曲子非常好听，我以前没有听过，但是又觉得很熟悉。
And the melody sounded very good and is familiar, but I don't remember what it is.
所以我就进了他的琴房。
And so I went into the room.
并且问他弹的是什么曲子。
And I asked him what song is he playing.
在聊天过程当中，他告诉我那个是赞美诗，是我们赞美诗的第五首。
And he told me he was playing number 5 in the hymn book.
然后我请他又弹了一遍。
And I asked him to play one more time.
之后我在聊天过程当中，我知道他是基督徒，而且我告诉他我小时候有一个梦想是当修女。
And through our conversation, I learned that he's a Christian, and I have a dream when I was young to become a nun.
不过那个时候我并不知道 TJC 天主教和其他教派的区别。
But at the time, I don't know what's the difference between TJC or other Christian denominations.
因为我家里没有人信主，所以我也没有去过教堂。我就很希望他可以带我去教堂看一看。
Because there were no one in my family who believed in Jesus, and so I asked him to take me to church.
他简单的跟我介绍了一下 TJC， 然后告诉我TJC 是唯一可以得救的教会。
And he introduced TJC briefly, and he told me that TJC is the only church that can save.
但是这位弟兄始终没有主动的邀请我一起去教会，可能因为我是女生。
But this brother never actively asked me to go to church. Perhaps it's because I'm a girl.
但是不久后的一天，有一天下课，我看见他背着书包准备出去学校。
But not long after, I saw one day at school, I saw him had his backpack ready to go home.
我就问他你去哪，然后他说他要去教会。
And I asked him where are you going, and he told me he's going to church.
我很兴奋，我又问他我可不可以跟他一起去，然后他就同意了。
And I was very excited, and I asked, "Oh, can I go with you?" And he agreed.
那也是我第一次去教会。
That was my first time going to church.
在祷告的时候，我听到了很奇怪的声音，然后很好奇那是什么。
And in prayer, I heard some strange sound, and I wonder what it is.
跟电影里面看到的基督徒在教堂里面祷告不一样。
And it's very different from what I saw in the movie how Christians pray.
我当时很想笑，但又觉得这样做不是很礼貌，所以我克制住了。
At the time, I really want to laugh, but I stopped because it's not very polite.
但是之后 Brother Lee 跟我说那是圣灵，所以我又知道了圣灵是什么。
And but Brother Lee told me that was the Holy Spirit, so I learned about the Holy Spirit.
那天的聚会结束之后，他告诉我第二天在另外一个教会有灵恩会。
And that day after service, he told me that the next day at a different church we'll have spiritual convocation.
所以他晚上会住在教会里，然后第二天去参加灵恩会。
So he will sleep over at church, and the next day he will go to spiritual convocation.
我不知道当时我会非常轻易的，然后也没有。思考就告诉他可不可以，就问他可不可以和他一起参加。
And at the time, I asked him if I can go with him.
Yeah. 第二天我就和他们一起去参加了灵恩会。
And the next day I went with him to spiritual convocation.
有一件事情我印象很深。当一个传道在说耶稣被钉死十字架的时候，我看见身边的每一个信徒都哭了。
And one thing that stuck in my mind was that when preacher was preaching how Jesus was crucified on the cross, and I saw like some of the members like were crying.
我很好奇，本来想问Brother Lee 为什么大家会哭。
And I was curious, and I want to ask Brother Lee like why do they cry?
但是他哭得也很伤心，所以我就没有问了。
But he was crying pretty bitterly, so I didn't ask.
但很感谢神啊！虽然那个时候我并不了解圣经，也不相信有神，但是因为觉得赞美诗很好听。
Thank God. At the time, I didn't understand the Bible, and I didn't know if there's a God. But our hymns are very touching.
在教会可以吃到很好吃的饭。
And our food is very good.
有时候没有去教会，也会有姐妹问我为什么没有来。
And sometimes, if I didn't go to church, some sisters would ask me.Would care for me.
Yeah. 所以只要有时间，我都会去教会。但是我觉得我可能不会相信有一位我看不见的神。
And so I would go to church in my free time, but I don't think I would believe in an invisible God.
直到高一的下学期，我参加了一个学校的比赛。
Not until the second semester of my freshman year, I attended a school's competition.
所以所有学习同一个乐器的学生要在一起比赛。
So those who practice the same instrument will be in that competition.
在比赛前我一直很紧张，因为觉得自己的专业水平不能够不是最好的，又担心自己不取不到好的成绩会很丢面子。
And so before the test I was very nervous because I think I don't have very good skill and I wouldn't have a good grade.
我试着祷告，这也是我第一次跟神祷告。
And I tried to pray and this was also the first time I prayed to God.
虽然我并不相信我的祷告一定会有用。
Even though I don't believe that, you know, my prayer will work.
在比赛当天，我很紧张地完成了我的演奏。
At the day of competition, I nervously completed my performance.
Yeah, 有很多同学说我演奏得很好，但是我觉得他们只是在安慰我。
And my friends told me that I did well, but I think they're just comforting me.
可是，在成绩出来的时候，我很吃惊，因为我是当时场上最高的。
And but when the grades came out, I was very shocked because I received the highest grade.
所以那次比赛我拿到了很好的名次。
And I had a very good ranking.
我是当时我就觉得这应该不是我自己的能力，但我又在思，所以我在思考，所以真的有神的存在吗
？At the time, I don't believe that it was from my own ability. So I was wondering, is this God?
经过这件事情，我开始频繁地跟神祷告，开始求圣灵。
And from this instance, I began to continue to ask, pray and ask God for the Holy Spirit.
因为教会的信徒告诉我，圣灵是很难求的，是很宝贵的。
Because other members told me that Holy Spirit is very precious.
所以我就想，神，如果你真的存在的话，就把圣灵赐给我。
And so I asked God.I said, if you really exist, please give me the Holy Spirit.
如果你把圣灵赐给我，我就相信有你的存在。
And if you give me the Holy Spirit, I will believe that you exist.
我现在知道这是错误的方法，但是很感谢神，神真的把圣灵赐给我了。
Now I know it's a wrong method of prayer, but thank God that He granted me the Holy Spirit.
当我刚刚求到圣灵的时候，我没有告诉任何人，因为我觉得还没有做好准备要成为一个基督徒。
When I received the Holy Spirit, I didn't tell anyone because I was not prepared to become a Christian.
但是在一次祷告当中，教会的传道确认了我求到了圣灵。
But in one of the prayer, the pastor of our church confirmed that I received the Holy Spirit.
在求到圣灵之后，我感觉我对神的看法转变了。
And after I received the Holy Spirit, I feel like my views on God have changed.
我相信神是真实存在的，相信圣经是真的，也相信我也可以读懂一些圣经里面的内容了。
And I believe that God truly exists, and I believe in the Bible, and that and I can understand the content of the Bible.
在2013年的4月27号，我接受了洗礼。
And in 2013, in February, I received the baptism. April, I received the baptism.
在洗礼的那一天，我哭了很久。
On the day of baptism, I cried for a long time.
因为我真实的意识到了自己的罪有多深， 感受到了神的恩典有多深。
Because I truly realize how deep is my sin and how great is God's grace.
很感谢神能够拣选我，给予我新的生命，也能够带我来到真教会。
And I thank God to choose me and to give me a new life and to lead me into the true church.
我现在在Ohio Cleveland 念研究生的一年级。
And now I'm currently in Cleveland, Ohio, studying my first year in master.
因为在Ohio 没有教会，所以我每周的安息日都是看东岸的伊丽莎白教会的 live sermon.
Because there's no church in Ohio, so every Sabbath I live stream the live stream from Elizabeth Church.
也和东岸的一位Moses 黄执事每周三或者周四用 Skype 一起网络查经。
And I also did Bible study with Deacon Moses Huang every Thursday and every Wednesday.
虽然我和教会有联系，但是因为没有办法去教会，所以信心也越来越软弱。
Even though I had still have connection with the church, but because I wasn't able to go to church, so my faith was weak.
即使我制定了读经计划，但是我也没有办法每天完成，也没有每天祷告。
And even though I have my own Bible reading schedule, but I wasn't able to complete it every day.
所以下面我要分享的是，在我来 NYTS 之前的发生的一件事情。
And so I would like to share what happened before I came to NYTS.
七月十四号周六，是我同学的一个生日。
July 14 was one of my friend's birthday.
Sabbath day.
Oh, on Sabbath.
所以他邀请我在十一点半，去参加他的生日 party.
So he asked me to attend his birthday party at 11:30 a.m.
一般伊丽莎白教会的 live sermon 是在十点半到十二点之间。
And usually, live sermon for Elizabeth Church is between 10:30 to 12.
所以前一天晚上我睡得很晚，所以周六，也没有起很早。
And the day before Sabbath, I slept late, so I didn't wake up early on Sabbath.
我当时就想，反正下周既然下周要来参加 NYTS, 所以那这一周安息日没有看应该也没有关系。
And I thought to myself, well, I'm already going to NYTS next week, so it's okay for me to skip one sermon.
结果早上十点钟的时候，我起床去洗澡。
And at 10 a.m. when I woke up to take a shower.
差不多十分钟左右，我觉得很不舒服，呼吸也不顺畅。
And in about 10 minutes, I felt unwell, and then my breathing was not smooth.
肚子也很痛。
And I have a stomach ache.
很快我觉得自己快晕过去了，然后我就离开，去回到了房间。
And soon I felt like fainting, so I left the bathroom and went back to the room.
我躺在了床上，但当我躺在床上的时候，我觉得自己不能呼吸。
And I laid on my bed, but when I laid on my bed, I felt like I couldn't breathe.
我身体感觉像被锁住了，没有办法动。
And my body seemed as if it was locked, and I couldn't move.
同时肚子也非常的痛。
And I have a really big stomach ache.
那一刻我真的觉得自己可能要死了。
And at that moment, I felt like I was going to die.
在那一刻我意识到自己错了，不应该不守安息日。
And at that moment, I realized that I was wrong of not wanting to observe the Sabbath.
我躺在床上十分痛苦，我只能和神祷告，一边求神原谅，一边求神能够减轻我的痛苦。
And I laid on my bed painfully, and at the same time, I prayed to God to ease my pain.
很感谢神，在过了一个小时以后，我的疼痛减轻了。
And thank God, after an hour, the pain left.
后来我和我没有信主的朋友说到这件事情，大家都认为我是低血糖。
And when I told this experience to my unbelieving friends, they thought that I had hypoglycemia.
但是我的生活习惯几乎每天都一样。
But I had very regular lifestyle.
却以前从来没有出现过这种情况，所以我很清楚这不是我身体的原因。
And this has never happened before, so I knew that it was not because of my physical condition.
而是神在管教我，警告我。
But it was God trying to discipline me.
在早上，其实在早上没有打开live sermon 的时候，我有担心自己会不会受到惩罚。
Actually, before I opened up the live sermon that morning, I thought,Would I get punished?
因为有一位传道在分享过，他在安息日早上很早去超市买他想买的东西。
Because there was a pastor who shared that in Sabbath morning he went out and do grocery shopping.
因为经常那个时候会有打折。
Because there'd be a lot of discounted goods.
但是等他到的时候，他想买的东西已经买完了。
But when he got there, whatever he wants to buy is already sold out.
所以他说，他在这之后他就知道安息日是一定要留在教会里，把时间留给神。
So from that instance, he shared that on Sabbath day, we must come to church and give our time to God.
下面我们来翻一节圣经，希伯来书十章二十六节。
Let's turn to Bible, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26.
希伯来书十章二十六节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26.
十章二十六节。
10:26.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。
26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
所以可能有时候我们会觉得安息日没有一次两次没有去教会，我们也并没有发生什么不好的事情。
Sometimes I feel like, oh, we don't go to Sabbath once or twice, and nothing will happen to us.
但是一旦我们知道，并且有人明确地告诉了我们，我们要守安息日，不可做别的事情。
But once we have known that we have to observe the Sabbath.
明知故犯，神的惩罚也就会随之而来。
And if we sin willfully, then God's punishment will follow.
不要认为自己一次做错事情会有机会悔改。
Do not think that we made a mistake and we can repent.
是神是很怜悯我们，也知道我们的软弱。
But God is a merciful God and He knows our weaknesses.
可是明知道不可做还要做的话，像我一样的话，就是不敬畏神。
But if we know that we shouldn't do something and we still do it, then that means that we're not fearing God.
在美国快来一年的时间里，其实我经历了很多神的恩典。
And coming to America in about a year, I received a lot of grace from God.
靠神的带领，在我英语不好的情况下，可以顺利的通过 final.
And by God's guidance, even though my English was not that good, I can still pass my finals.
也靠着神的带领，在我刚拿到驾照的时候，开车遇到危险的时候，能够化险为夷。
And through God's grace, when I just received my driver's license, when I drive, God was able to save me.
也感谢神，在我开车被警察拦下来的时候，没有被罚单。
And thank God when I was pulled over by the police, I didn't get a ticket.
所以我学会了感谢神，也学会了依靠神，但是最重要的是我忘记了要敬畏神。
I learned how to give thanks to God, and I learned how to I learned how to rely on God, but I didn't learn how to fear God.
我们再翻一节圣经，马太福音二十六章四十一节。
Let's turn to another verse, Matthew chapter 26, verse 41.
马太福音二十六章四十一节。
Matthew 26:41.
二十六章四十一节，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
所以在心心软弱的时候，我面临的最大困难就是，没有办法控制自己的坏习惯。
So when my faith was weak, the greatest challenge I faced was not being able to control my bad habits.
也很容易被诱惑。
And I was easily tempted.
就像Raymond 传道说，我们总是在面临选择时选择是否要受苦。
Just like what preacher Raymond told us, we're all facing choices whether to suffer or not.
这种挣扎很正常，但是在我信仰不坚定的时候，我往往会选择世俗的一边。
And this struggle is very normal, but when my faith is not strong, I often choose to not suffer. Secular.
我很感谢神，没有收走我的生命。
And I thank God not, for not taking away my life.
因为我当时真的意识到自己的生命不是，是在神的手上的。
Because at that time I realized that my life is not, it's in God's hand.
他是随时可以拿走的。
And He can take away whenever He wants.
所以也很感谢神可以警告我，能够管教我，没有放弃我。
So I really thank God that He can discipline me and He did not forsake me.
希伯来书十章二十五节说不要停止聚会。
And in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 it says, do not cease to gather.
我希望我得到的教训可以能够提醒每一位弟兄姐妹。
And so hopefully from my, from what I have learned can be a reminder to everyone.
不管有多好的信仰背景学习了多少圣经知识。
No matter your background of faith or no matter how much knowledge you have.
一旦停止聚会信心一定会软弱因为世界上的诱惑实在是太多了。
If you start having service, then you'll be tempted because your faith will be weak.
希望有教会的弟兄姐妹们也能够珍惜和享受每一周安息日去教会聚会的时间。
And I hope that every one of you can treasure the time that you can spend at church on Sabbath.
因为当周围没有教会的时候你会真的发现你经过了一周的工作学习感到疲惫和软弱时。
Because when there's no church around you and after you've toiled and labored for one week and when you're tired,
可以在安息日进入神的身体里安息是一件很美好的事情。
And to be able to come to church and observe the Sabbath is such a wonderful thing.
如果是和我一样身处在没有教会的环境下给弟兄姐妹。
If you're like me who lived where there is no church,
也要尽可能的去联系属灵的伙伴。
We have to try our best to contact our spiritual friends.
传道书说两个人比一个人好我们可以利用现在的网络。
And then Ecclesiastes says two are better than one. We can use the internet.
努力建立固定的属灵生活。
To strive to establish a life of spiritual cultivation.
也欢迎来联系我。
And you're welcome to contact me too.
最后想共勉的是我们不要害怕自己的软弱只要正视我们的软弱。
And lastly, I'd like to share that we should not fear our weaknesses, but we should face our weaknesses.
最后再翻一节圣经哥林多后书十二章九节。
And lastly, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
哥林多后书十二章九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
十二章九节，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”
Verse 9, he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me."
我们每一次的软弱，每一次做了不符合神意思的事情，其实我们的心里都很清楚。
And all of our weaknesses, and every time we do something, we sin against God, we knew it in our hearts.
但是我们有时候会害怕面对，想找一些理由遮掩自己的软弱。
But sometimes we're afraid to face our weaknesses, and we make excuses.
然而其实软弱并不可怕，我们要做的是能够承认自己的软弱，并把这个放到神的面前。
However, our weaknesses is not scary. All we have to do is to put our weaknesses into God's hand.
求神能够帮助我们克服。
And to ask God to help us overcome.
我们也不可能一次性改掉自己身上所有的缺点。
And it's impossible for us to change our bad habits for all at once.
我的方法是在一个阶段克服一个或两个缺点。
And my method is within a period of time I will overcome one or two weaknesses.
这样我们可以体验自己在信仰的每一个阶段的变化。
And so we can realize or learn our faith being changed at different periods of our lives.
也感受神在我们努力改变自己的时候给我们的力量。
Also can feel that when we are trying to change and God gives us strength.
逐渐坚固我们的信心。
And so that our faith can be built up.
愿每一位弟兄姐妹们都能够打赢这场属灵的征战。
And may all the brothers and sisters be able to win the fight of our faith.
以上是我的见证，愿所有的荣耀都归于给神。Amen.
This concludes my testimony. May all the glory and praise be unto God's name. Amen.
Thank you, 主耶稣恩典，让我们听到妮媛姐妹美好的信仰的体验。
Praise and thank God for His grace, so that we can hear Sister Nguyen's testimony.
他刚刚提到带领他来 来教会那位弟兄，我们要引为鉴戒。
And she mentioned the brother who brought her to church. We must be careful.
你看，是他主动要求说：“你带我去教会。”
She actively asked, "Can you bring me to church?"
那我们自己弟兄都不会想要去传福音呢。
And our brothers and sisters, we don't think to preach the gospel.
但是明明就是神选召来的。
And clearly, God called her.
真的是我们每个人都是被神选的。
And every one of us were called by God.
但是也看到我们自己的我们的应该做的工作没有做好。
But we see that whatever is entrusted to us, we have not fulfilled.
所以我们弟兄姐妹回到自己的生活里面去，一定要记住我们带着一个传福音的使命。
So when we go back to our lives, we must remember that we have this commission to preach the gospel.
不管有什么问题，反正要把人带来教会，就是神的工作。
No matter what happened, we have to bring people to church. This is the work of God.
人把他传福音给他，神就带来，然后他就信了。
And when we preach the gospel, then God will bring them to church and they will believe.
希望我们都能够更积极的做福音传福音的工作。
And I hope every one of us can be diligent in preaching the gospel.
第二个地方，他提到，你看他参加灵会的时候，传道在讲，哇，耶稣被钉十字架，大家哭得稀里哗啦的。
The second thing she mentioned was when during spiritual convocation, when the preacher mentioned Jesus' crucifixion, everybody cried.
我想这个跟传道有没有口才去描述那个事情是怎么一回事，应该没关系。
But this has nothing to do with how eloquent the preacher was.
而是我们的心有没有真的在这个道理上，在这个信仰上。
But it's because it's due to whether or not our faith is really
有时候我们在灵会的时候，我们心是在外面的。
And sometimes we attend spiritual convocation, our heart is not there.
我们都想说，主耶稣钉十字架，这个我听过多少次了。
We think that Jesus' crucifixion, we've heard the same sermon like so many times.
所以我们想想看，你最后一次听到耶稣被钉十字架会流眼泪是什么时候？
So let's think, what is the last time when we heard Jesus' crucifixion that we shed tears?
我们这次不是主题就是要认识救主吗？
Isn't our theme this year knowing the Savior?
如果没有耶稣钉十字架，我们今天不会坐在这里。
If Jesus had not crucified on the cross, we would not be sitting here.
所以你看圣灵在做工的时候，我们知道主耶稣钉十字架这个道理，我们会感动，会流泪的。
So if the Holy Spirit is moving among us, then when we heard this message, we will shed tears.
所以求主耶稣来带领我们。
So we ask God to guide us.
那他提到这个，你看一次没有守安息日哦，主耶稣就会管教。
And she also mentioned that not observing the Sabbath once, and Jesus disciplined her.
那是更说明，真的是我们是神所爱的。
And this further tells us that we are loved by God.
所以希伯来书十二章
So in Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章的第十节啊。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10.
这里说，生身的父亲随旨意管教我们，万灵的父管教我们，要让我们得益处啊，让我们在他的圣洁上有份。第十节。
Verse 10. For they indeed for a few days chastise us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit that we may be partakers of his holiness.
圣洁就是说，我们对神的道、神的那个命令会很在意。
Being partaker of His holiness means that we are mindful of God's commandment.
我们如果玷污了神的话语本身，我们会觉得说很不对。
And if we have defiled God's word, then we will, our conscience will rebuke us.
所以第十一节说，管教的事情，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得是愁苦，后来却为那经验过人结出平安的果实，就是义。
So in verse 11 it says, "Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful." Painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
所以我们得管教以后，我们这个下垂的手、发酸的腿就能够挺起来了。
Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knee.
那所以我们要为自己的脚把道路修直了
And make straight path for your feet.
那这样子，我们就可以真的在生活当中每一周能够行出道理。
And that way, in our daily lives, every week we will be able to do the word of God.
行道理很简单的，就是每一周一定要记住安息日，就是我们得福的日子。
And to do the word of God, we must remember that on the Sabbath is a day we receive blessings.
愿主耶稣都能够从让尼言这个见证，我们都能够得到提醒。
And may the Lord Jesus remind us through Sister Niren's testimony.
我们现在接下来请Abigail 姐妹来见证。
And I will ask Sister Abigail to testify.
Before we begin, let's all pray in silence.
在我们开始之前，请一起默祷。
Hallelujah, amen. So, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify about God's grace to me in the past year.
奉主耶稣圣名，我见证主耶稣在我过去的身上的恩典。
So thank God I just finished my first year in college.
感谢神，我完成了我大学第一年。
So before starting, I was actually pretty nervous about it.
那在我去大学之前，我很紧张。
I was unsure of the classes I wanted to take.
我不知道我要拿什么课程。
Who is going to be my roommate?
我不知道谁会当我的室友。
And how I was going to find my way around such a large campus.
那我不知道在这么大的校园我要走去哪里。
And I had heard many times before about how college is a time when people's faith either thrived or died.
我也听说，就是在大学生活当中，你的信仰就是可能会蓬勃或者是衰败。
So knowing how critical the next 4 years would be, I really wanted a solid start in my faith. So I really wanted to go to NYTS.
那在知道我这四年会有多大的挑战，我就想要坚固的信仰来，大专神训班。
But my family had planned a trip to visit my relatives in Malaysia, so I couldn't go.
但是我家庭，计划要去马来西亚看我的那个亲戚，所以我没有办法来神训班。
But really, thank God, I was able to make it to East Region RHTS, which is about the end of August.
但感谢神，我可以有幸参加东部的高中神训班，就是差不多在八月底的时候。
So thank God, it was a really spiritually refreshing and strengthening time.
那感谢神，在属灵上我就被建立。
It was a time of reflection of how I've been conducting myself.
那在那个时候，我也思想我之前所过的生活到底是怎么样。
Of repentance and thinking of changes I needed to make because I've been living as a disappointment to God.
那我也在那个时候悔改，那就想要立志，因为我之前就是对不起神。
So I left with new determinations.
Oh, 所以我在那次神训班结束之后，我就有了新的立志。
I decided that I wanted to wake up 15 minutes earlier every morning to read and pray, read the Bible and pray.
那我就立志说，每一天早上起来，我要早十五分钟起床读圣经祷告。
And I wanted to take as much as RHTS with me back home as possible, so I decided I wanted to write 3 points from every chapter that I read also.
那我就想说要每一章我读的圣经我都要写三点。
So it would be after I brushed up, but before I looked at my phone or went about my daily things, I would read the Bible and pray.
那我研习完之后，在我做任何事情之前，我就会先读经祷告。
And this like getting up early thing was really new to me because in high school I would just wake up like 15 minutes early before I had to go, spend like 2 or 3 minutes in prayer, and then just run.
那对我来说，早上这么早起来祷告是很新鲜的，因为我之前就只是很快的起床，然后刷牙洗脸就去学校。
So after I returned home and just a few days before I had to move into college,
那在我回到家之后，就是我要搬去新学校的前几天。
I was enjoying my summer and I went longboarding.
我享受我的暑期假日，然后我就去那滑水。
No, it's like a skateboard.
溜滑板。
So I was longboarding.Down a slight slope, and then the wheel hit a rock, and I fell off.
那我在滑的时候滑下坡，那就撞到一个石头，我就跌倒。
Yeah, so I landed on my foot really painfully.
然后我就跌在我的脚上，很痛。
And like every slight movement or any touch would like make it hurt really bad.
那我不管多么微小的动作都会很痛。
So the only thing I could do, I just jumped on 1 foot to the side of the road and then stayed there, like trying to fight back tears.
那我就用一只脚跳到路旁，然后强忍着泪水。
But I was a mile away from home about, and I didn't have a cell phone on me, so I didn't really know what to do.
那我大概是距离我家一英里的地方，那我也没有带手机，我不知道该怎么办。
But I remembered a testimony a brother shared about needing to help a woman carry luggage on an arm he had surgery on.
那我就记得有一个弟兄的见证，就是他帮助另外一个妇女拿用她受伤的手拿她的行李。
And he prayed, Lord, give me strength.
那他就祷告说，主啊，给我力量。
So I prayed the same thing, and then I decided to get up and go.
那我就像这样子祷告，那我就站起来走。
So I switched between hopping on one foot, limping on my broken foot, and then, or when that got tired, I would kneel on my one leg and then use my remaining three limbs to push.
那我就用我健康的脚跳，然后用受伤的脚拐着走，然后我累的时候就用我其他三只爬。
So really, thank God, no cars came when I was doing that last one because I was so low to the ground, I wouldn't have been seen, and I probably would have been run over.
那感谢神，在我爬的时候没有车子来，不然我可能就被撞到了。
And it was the longest and most painful mile I've ever traveled in my life.
那这一英里就是在我人生当中最长最痛苦的一英里。
But thank God, I eventually made it home.
那感谢神，我终于回到家。
And the next day, my mom took me to an orthopedics clinic, and I got an X-ray.
那隔天，我妈妈就带我去看医生，然后照 X 光。
And it turns out I had fractured a bone in the middle of my foot.
那就看到说我脚中间有一个骨头碎掉。
And I damaged some ligaments too.
那我也我的筋也受伤。
So yeah, really thank God he gave me the strength to get home on a broken foot.
那我真的感谢神，让我有这个力量，可以就是拖着受伤的脚回家。
And then for the next 9 weeks, I had to wear a special boot and I had a crutch too.
那在接下来的九个礼拜，我就必须要裹石膏，然后有那个推轮那种轮椅。
So thank God my foot's all better now.
感谢神，我的脚已经很变好了。
And I was reminded what a blessing it is to be able to walk and run and jump with no problem.
那我就知道说可以跑跳，然后可以走路是多么大的恩典。
So a few days after that, I moved into my school dorm.
那在几日之后，我就住进我学校宿舍。
And I had signed up for a random roommate.
And 我那个时候是填说随机的室友。
So during the summer, I was praying about my roommate.
那在暑假的时候，我就为我室友祷，就是为找室友这件事情祷告。
And I prayed for three things.
那我就以三件事来祷告。
That it wouldn't negatively affect my faith.
第一就是他不会对我信仰造成负面的影响。
So like no oppositions to like my spiritual cultivation.
比如说他不会反对我属灵的灵修。
That she wouldn't negatively affect my health so I could keep a healthy sleep schedule.
然后他也不会负面的影响我的健康。
And that she wouldn't negatively affect my academics so I could like study in the room without being distracted or anything.
那他也不会负面的来影响我学校的学习。
And so really thank God for who he allowed me to room with.
那真的感谢神，就是他给我的这个室友。
She was like a really friendly person, and the first day I met her, she actually bought me a present that she got from Japan.
那她很友好，第一天看到我的时候，还给我一个从日本带回来的礼物。
And it was kind of awkward because I didn't have anything for her though.
那就很有点尴尬，因为我没有帮她准备任何东西。
But thank God for the courage that I had to be able to tell her about prayer because that was something I was nervous about.
但感谢神让我有这个勇气可以跟他讲我们的就是我们的祷告。
And thank God she was really understanding and considerate about it.
那也很感谢神他了解然后他也体谅。
I was also thankful that she never blasted music, she wasn't a messy person, and if I needed to go sleep, she would leave the room so there wouldn't be a light in the room.
那我也很感谢神他不是一个很脏的人也不会放很大声的音乐，那我要休息的时候，他就很安静。
So I've heard some pretty scary roommate stories, but I really thank God that he gave me a roommate I got along pretty well with.
那我也听说就是有人有很不好的室友，那我很感谢神给我这个室友。
So over the last years, actually applying to transfer to a program I wanted to be in.
那在这去年我也开始申请一个学校的
program课程。 And to apply to that program, you needed four things.
那你要申请这个课程，你必须要准备四样东西。
You needed, there was a list of prerequisite classes you needed.
你需要有就是需要拿的课。
You needed a certain number of volunteer hours.
然后你也要做足够那个义工。
You needed recommendation letters and you had to write an essay.
你要推荐信，然后你还要写文章。
And one by one, I was able to watch how God gave me all of them.
那这四样东西我就可以。 从这三样东西，我可以看到神怎么样一样一样加给我。
So actually, a lot of the prerequisite classes I needed to take were closed.
那其实很多必须要修的课程都关掉了。But
one by one, they opened up for me.
那但是一个一个，他们在我要需要的时候都开了。
Which is really amazing because you have to be on the class registration site the exact moment someone dropped it and before someone else took it.
那很奇妙的是你必须就是你在申请那些课的时候你必须要在它开的时候就点才可以拿得到。
And also they couldn't have conflicted with the rest of my schedule.
那他们也不能跟我其他的课程有冲突。
So one by one they opened up.
那我需要拿的课一个接一个就都开了。
Even the ones that had professors that had really good ratings on ratemyprofessors.com.
那尤其是那些就是很风评很好的课程。
So actually, one of them, I kneeled down and prayed, and then about that class, and then right after I got it, it was open.
那有一个课程在我选的时候，我祷告，然后我起来之后，那个课就。
So thank God he gave me perfect schedules both fall and spring semester.
那感谢神在秋两个学期都给我非常就是完美的课程表。
They kept me pretty busy, but they were never overwhelming.
那他们让我很忙，但是从不会就是太忙。
They were just right for me.
就是。 对我来说刚刚好。
So the second thing I needed were the volunteer hours.
那第二件事情我需要有的就是做义工的小时。
So actually one of my RE teacher, he works at a hospital.
那我有一个宗教教育老师他在医院工作。
And then he asked his supervisor if I could stay there for a week over winter break.
他就问他的上司问说可不可以去那里当义工一个礼拜。
Yeah, so I was able to do that.
那我就可以，我就去了。
And also, one of my friends from high school told me about senior center that she used to volunteer at, so I was able to go there too.
那我有一个高中同学跟我说，他做义工的那个老人，公，senior center，老人公寓，那我也去了。So
for the recommendations I needed.
那我需要的推荐信。
There was one teacher who I'm pretty sure only favored me because I was the class cripple.
那我有一个老师，他喜欢我的原因是因为我是
the class cripple.
哦，我是诶，教室里面跛脚的那一个。
She actually wrote to me an email if I needed a recommendation in the future that she would write one for me.
那他其实还。 寄一个电子邮件给我说，如果我以后需要推荐信，他会帮我写。And
I never had told her about the transfer program I was applying to.
那我从来没有跟他讲说我接下来想要去申请的这些课程。
And also someone from the hospital that I was volunteering at, she really happily wrote it for me, and then she said, if you have any other forms, just send them my way too.
那在我做义工的那个医院也有一个人很热心的要帮我写。
So thank God.
那感谢神。
The last thing was the application essay.
那最后就是要写的作文。
And thank God he gave me a snow day when all the classes were canceled so I could write it.
那感谢神他赐给我一个下雪天，所以我没我的课都取消了，我就可以专心的写我的作文。
So before I started typing it, I kneeled down to pray.
那在我开始写之前，我跪下来祷告。
Because I knew I didn't know what they were looking for, but God does.
因为我不知道他们想要看的是什么，但是神知道。
Like maybe a particular word or line would stand out to them.
或者说我写的某一句话会对给他们有很深的印象。
So after I finished praying, then I started typing.
所以我祷告完之后，我就开始写作文。
And then I spent all day writing it.
那我那一天就花在写作文上面。
And then I got kind of tired, and then I got stuck and didn't know what to write anymore.
那我累了，那也就是写不下去，不知道写什么。
So I knelt down to pray again.
那我又跪下来祷告。
And the words started flowing out.
那我那话词词语就开始进到我的脑海里。
So looking back on all these events that happened.
那回头看这些发生在我身上的事。
It was my relationship with God maintained through daily Bible reading and prayer that made all the difference.
那是我跟神建立这个关系，是我每一天读经祷告来做所有的变化。
It felt like every day I was walking and talking with God.
那我每一天好像都在跟神同行，跟神说话。
Just like, oh dear Lord Jesus, what a beautiful day.
我可能会说啊，主啊，今天天气真好。
Or if it was raining, I'd be like, thank you, Lord, I love the rain.
然后如果是下雨的话，我就说感谢神，我喜欢下雨天。
And I would just go about the day doing what I needed to do.
那我每一天还是做我该做的事情。
Going to class, doing my assignments and studying.
去学校写功课复习。
But worrying about and fearing nothing.
但是我没有忧虑，也不会害怕。
Because I knew God was fighting for me.
因为我知道神是为我征战的。
So like reading like the book of Kings or Chronicles. The pattern was that those who are faithful to God, whatever battles they faced, no matter like how outnumbered they were, God fought for them.
那如果你读列王记跟历代志上下的时候，你就会知道，不管以色列人在跟什么人征战，如果他们有忠心，神就会帮他们征战。
And at the end of the day, I would come back to my room.
那在一天结束之后，我就会回到我的房间。
Get ready for bed and read one chapter of the Bible.
那准备上床之前，我会读一章圣经。
And I would read the Old Testament at night and usually Proverbs and Psalms in the morning.
那我会读晚上会读旧约，那早上读诗篇跟箴言。
And it was like having the coolest bedtime story in the world. The coolest bedtime story in the world.
就好像在有这个世界上最酷的睡前故事。
Because they were true.
因为他们都是真的。
Like reading the book of Joshua about how God made the wall of Jericho fall or the sun stand still.
就像读约书亚记的时候，神怎么样让耶利哥城垮掉，那神怎么样让日头停住。
And just being like, I know that guy, he's my God too.
那我就想说，哦，我知道那个神，他也是我的神。
And like, oh God, you're so awesome.
那就说，哦，神啊，你好伟大。
And then I would write down all the big and small blessings God allowed me to experience that day.
那我还会写下在一天当中神让我体验大大小小的福气。
And I would notice that all day long God would send me whispers of his love.
那我也听到说一天当中神就会给我轻声细语在我耳边讲话。
And I would also write down the troubles or difficulties I had.
那我也会写下任何生活当中的困难。
Also recording how I was feeling, like sad or nervous.
那我也会写下我当时的心情。
Because I truly believed in my heart that one day soon I'll read back on these troubles and how I was feeling and see how God led me through.
因为我知道在以后的时候我可能会碰到同样的事情，那我就知道神怎么样带领我经历那些患难。
I didn't want to forget his love.
那我也不想忘记神对我的爱。
So writing all these things down would prepare me to come before God in prayer with a thankful heart.
那在写下这些东西之后，我就会跪下来感谢祷告，感谢神。
So I would pray, thanking God for being so good to me.
那我祷告的时候，我会感谢神对我这么好。
And just tell him everything, like talking to a best friend.
那就像跟最好朋友讲话一样，跟神说话。
And then I would go to sleep in peace.
然后我就平安的去睡觉。
And that's how every day passed.
那我每天都这样子过。
It felt like God took me day by day.
好像神一天接一天的带领着我。
Week by week until the whole semester was peacefully concluded.
然后一周接着一周，直到我这一学期结束。
So spending time praying and reading the Bible didn't feel like I was giving up anything for God.
那花时间读经祷告，好像，好像不是我在，
giving up anything. It didn't feel like giving up.
哦，好像不是，为神付出什么。
Because all the blessings and the benefits, they were mine.
因为神还给了我很多福气。
The peace that came with being filled with the Word of God throughout the day was mine. The peace
was mine.
Yes.
Oh.那个就是，
对不起，再讲一次。
哦，就是在一天当中的，就是神的话语给我的平安。
The confidence that I had that God would guide me through the day because I prayed about it was mine.
那在就是这些安稳的感觉，因为我有向神祷告。
And the abidance of God was mine.
那神的同在也是我的。
So truly, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
所以这真的是，如果可以把一些重担在祷告当中卸给神，真的是我们的荣幸。
Lastly, I want to thank God for my campus fellowship.
那最后我想要因为我校园团契来感谢神。
I remember when all my RU teachers were at Rutgers, and I thought it was so cool to have other church members at your school.
那我那个时候听我的中学教育老师跟我说，哦，弟兄姐妹，很多弟兄姐妹都读这个大学 ，Rutgers 大学。
And now that I'm in college, I get to experience that too.
那现在我上了大学，我也可以去体验。
And we meet for Wednesday night Bible study every week.
那我们礼拜三晚上都会一起查考圣经。
And it's actually the highlight of my week besides Sabbath.
那这礼拜三也是我一周当中除了安息日之外最好的。
We would study the Word of God together and then go around sharing our prayer requests.
我们会研读圣经，神的话语，然后我们会互相分享代祷事项。
And even though it's a really big campus, I actually randomly bump into them a lot.
那虽然说这个我的高中很大，但是我常常会不经意的碰到弟兄姐妹。
And it always brightens my day. Always brightens my day.
哦，那就让我那一天变得很棒。
Even to see my sister on the bus or to eat with them made me so happy.
那看到我姐姐在巴士上面，然后跟他们吃饭，都让我很开心。
And each one of them are blessings to me.
那所有都是对我的那个。祝福福气。
So really thank God for His constant guidance and perfect providence throughout the entire year.
那我真的很感谢神，他美好的那个带领跟给予。
And I pray that even if things aren't going smooth or God's blessings are less obvious, that I'd still be thanking Him and remaining faithful to Him.
那虽然事情可能有困难，但是我还是要。对神有忠心，然后要一直向他祷告。
And I've personally experienced that Matthew 6:33 is true.
那我也体会到马太福音6:36是真的。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
要先求神国神义，神国神义，这一切都要加给你们。
So here, thank God, we've all been able to come into the presence of the Lord.
那感谢神，我们大家都可以来到神的面前。
But don't go out from it, but leave with the presence of the Lord.
然后不要把神留在这里，要把神带走。
So may all the glory, honor, and praise be unto His holy name.
那愿一切荣耀颂赞都归于神的名。
感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们听到另一个非常美好的见证。
Thank God for His grace that we have heard another very wonderful testimony.
所以 Abigail 的姐妹哈，她真的在读大学的时候经历神所应许的福气。
Sister Abigail really experienced God's blessing in college.
这是从我们立志开始过一个敬虔的生活一定会感受到的。
And it starts from when we determine to live a life of,
就是我们要能够
敬虔 godliness
就是说我们能够改变我们的生活形态
which means that we need to change our lifestyle
也就是说我们能够把神放在我们生命中最开始的地位先祷告读圣经再做你的事
which means that we have to put God first in our lives so we pray and read the Bible to start the day
其实15分钟一下子而已
actually 15 minutes goes by very quickly
但是能够坚持每天这样做这就不容易了
but if we can consistently do it every day this is not easy
所以你看我在听 Abigail 这边的见证真的发现在生命记28章所神所讲的话都应验在他身上
so when I heard Sister Abigail's testimony I realized that God's word in Deuteronomy chapter 28 is all fulfilled
我们看生命记28章
let's read Deuteronomy chapter 28
第一节
Verse
1你若留意听从主你神的话谨守遵行他的一切诫命就是我今日所吩咐你的他必使你超乎天下万民之上
Verse 1 Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I commanded you today that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth
第二节说你若听从主你神的话这以下的福就 追随你临到你的身上
Verse 2 says, And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
所以是福气来追随他的。
So blessing will follow her.
你看第十二节。
If we read verse 12.
他说神为你开天上的福库按时降雨在你地上在你手里所办的一切事就赐福给你。
Verse 12, The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to...
Okay. 真的我们看听他的见证他的每一件事情从他刚刚准备得很好
And so from her testimony we see that God provided her with everything
在受伤的时候神保守
When she got hurt
赐力量
When she got hurt God protected her and God gave her strength
他所求的这个室友神就会安排非常对他有帮助的能够跟他一起在学习上成长的
And the roommates that she asked for God provided for her
为了要申请的专业你看神为他准备的所有的所需用的。
And she applied for the program, and God also provided that for her.
我发现说，其实神为我们教会准备了许多不同的人才。
And I realized that God has provided the church with many
people. Worker.
Workers.
就是我们当中一定有人也是会有这个习惯，当我们有一些感动或者是领受神的恩典，要把它写下来。
And many of us have this habit of writing down God's grace.
所以以后呢，我们一定有很多见证可以分享，可以写下来的。
And so in the future, we will have many testimonies to share with others.
所以我们在网络上有五饼二鱼这个网络教会的这个 blog.
So on the internet, we have this five bread two fish blog.
那我们教会里面有网络上的一些文章需要有人一定要定期的能够投稿。
And we need people to.Periodically upload their blessings.
所以我们需要弟兄姐妹真的用不同的管道来服侍神，来参与圣工。
So we need many brothers and sisters to serve God in different aspects.
所以比较细心的，他就会把神的恩典记录下来。
And some might record God's grace.
那久了之后就有很多东西的很有体验。
And sometime after we will have a lot of experiences.
所以我们要常常记录神的恩典。
So we must often record God's grace.
借着每天读圣经，好像跟神讲话一样。
And through daily Bible reading, it's as if we are talking to God.
所以希望我们能够从 Abigail 姐妹身上学到一些我们可以做的事情。
I hope that we can all learn from Abigail's testimony of what we can do.
求主耶稣继续带领我们每个人的路程。
And ask God to continue to guide our footsteps.
我们。接下来还有一点时间，请 Francisco 弟兄来做见证。
We have some time. We ask Brother Francisco to testify.
Before we begin, let's have a silent prayer.
一同默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the holy name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I will testify.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
First of all, I would like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to have the opportunity to bear testimony for Him.
首先感谢神让我有这么一个机会在这里做见证。
But at the same time, it is something very fearful for me to testify.
但是呢，实际上呢，在这边做见证呢，我是非常紧张而且有点恐惧。
Because through the testimony, sometimes we prone to show ourselves like someone who is a victim, who is rescued by Jesus. We present ourselves like a victim.
因为有时候呢，我们好像把自己在做见证的时候呢，成为是一个最主要的主角。
Rather than present ourselves as a culprit or guilty who was rescued by the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有将我们当作是神所拯救的一个罪人。
Well, through testimonies, we prone to talk about ourselves.
那么当我们做见证的时候，有时候太专注于我们自己。
And for me, stealing the glory to God, for God is something that I fear a lot.
所以呢，但对我而言呢，为主做见证是更重要的。
I'm going to start saying that a little bit of my background.
我先大约的告诉大家介绍一下我的背景。
I was born in Mexico.
我在墨西哥出生。
I have an older brother and younger brother.
我有一些比我年长的兄长，也有比我年幼的弟弟。
My older brother is 1 year old, and my younger brother is 6 years younger.
我比我年长的是一岁，比我年幼的是差不多年幼六岁。
I was raised in a broken family. I never knew my dad. Actually, I don't even remember him.
我的家庭是一个破碎的家庭，我不认识我的父亲是谁。
So I was raised by my mom. She worked full day.
那么我的母亲将我抚养长大。
And well, I did my best to be a good child.
那我尽可能成为一个好孩子。
Also, I was raised in the Catholic faith.
那么我的成长环境是一个天主教的环境。
I guess when I was a teenager, I went to college.
在我差不多大学年纪的时候，我就去进入大学。
I started working when I was 11 years old.
那么我大约11岁的时候就开始做工。
So my mom passed away when I was 19, 20 years old.
大约19、20岁的时候，我的母亲去世了。
So in the same year, we received the notice that my dad was killed in the hometown.
在同一年，我也听到，听说我的父亲在他的家乡也被杀死了。
But of course, in the neighborhood that I was growing, everybody thought that I was a nice kid. I was a nice young guy.
但是呢，在我的居家附近呢，大家都以为我是一个很好的青年。
Studying, obedient, helping with the income to the family.
努力的读书，并且呢，做工，帮助家庭的这个工作。
But after probably 2 or 3 years later, my mom's dead.
大约两三年，就是我母亲去世两三年以后。
I start drinking a lot.
我就开始喝酒。
I start smoking.
也开始抽烟。
Start attending parties.
并且参加这些派对。
Getting late at home.
很晚才回家。
Have a very, very dirty mouth. Dirty, I was dirty mouth.
就是口出张言。
And the scary part is I was a big, big liar.
那么最可怕的事情就是我是一个很会说谎的人。
And of course, a lot of people thought that it was the result of my mom's death.
许多人认为这是因为我母亲的去世。
But to tell you the truth, no, it wasn't.
但是事实上, 我可以告诉你那个不是原因。
After my mom died, that strong figure over me released me, and I become someone who I always wanted to be.
因为实际上对我而言，当我母亲去世以后，我已经没有任何的限制，所以我就成为我一直想要成为的那个人。
I was just holding it. I was just waiting for the independence and freedom.
所以在过去我只是忍耐住压抑住，但是今天啊，我自由了。
Yes, myself came out.
啊，就是说我内心深处的那个我就跑出来了。
And of course, through that, I graduated from college. I started working, but I started the same lifestyle.
那个时候我也从大学毕业我也开始我自己的生活方式。
And、for some family reason, I immigrated to U.S. Actually, my goal was to go to Alaska, but I stopped in downtown L.A.
当时候我想要来美国的目的移民到美国的目的其实是要到阿拉斯加，但是我现在却停留在洛杉矶。
I started working in here to raise some money and keep going with my trip.
我在这里停留的原因最主要就是要能够积蓄一点钱财，所以我可以继续我的行程。
I wanted to have a different life.
我想要有一个非常不一样的生活。
But my life is still the same.
但是我的生活还是没有改变。
Even I remember one time at work.
我记得有一次我在做工的时候。
We were behind on schedule in construction.
我的这个工作的进度已经落后了，因为我是在这个建筑的工地上做事。
And I told my superintendent, "Don't worry, I just say something to save you, to save you."
这个我告诉我的长官说不用担心我会想办法的。
We got into the office of the general manager.
那么当我到这个办公室跟这个长官说话的时候
，I just made up a story.
我就说了一些故事。
After we get off from the office.
但是当我们离开这个办公室的时候
，My superintendent he said, "You are scared, man."
这个superintendent.
You scare me, he said. You scare me.
The superintendent 就是这个检察官呢说你这个人哈实在太可怕了。
And I asked why.
我说为什么呢
？He said, "Because I knew you were lying, and I myself believe you."
他说我知道你在说谎，但是我却让你去说谎。
It is how big I was for the lying.
所以他自己也成为一个说谎的人。
But thank to the grace of God, somebody preached me.
感谢神有人向我传道。
Invite me to church.
邀请我来到教会。
Which was in the beginning, I didn't really believe, I didn't feel comfortable, I was curious only.
在开始的时候，我也不想相信我也不觉得很舒适，我只是觉得很好奇。
Of course, through the past of the years, I accept the teachings and I get baptized.
那么在过去几年我受洗了，那我接受了这个信仰，并且受洗了。
My life pretty much didn't change much.
但是我的生活并没有改变太多。
Of course, the habits, bad habits, I quit smoking, I quit drinking, I quit those bad habits. But my life didn't have any big change.
虽然我改掉了那些喝酒抽烟的坏习惯，但是我的生命并没有实际上的改变。
A couple of years later, I get married.
在几年前我结婚了。
God bless me with two beautiful children.
然后我们就有了小孩。
And during that time, I start attending church services more often.
那么从那个时候开始，我比较常参与教会的聚会。
Bible studies.
参与教会的查经。
Any event at church.
就是教会几乎教会所有的这些的活动。
I guess I just wanted to prove how good I was.
我只是想说要证明我是一个好基督徒。
I wanted to tell myself that I was changed.
我要让我自己明白我自己改变了。
But it was not the truth.
但是却不是真实的。
With the time they, I had a chance and privilege to help in Dominican Republic ministry.
那么有一次我有这么一个机会能够去参加协助多米尼加的圣工。
And it is when I start seeing the grace of God working in my life.
在那里我开始看到神在我生命上所做的工。
I went a couple of times first as a group with some other believers.
那么刚开始的时候我是跟一些信徒在一起。
That means that feels good because I said, see, I'm doing a lot of work for church.
那么去拜访他们我觉得说我实在是很好，我对为教会做了很多的工。
But after I come back to US again, all the fears, all my insecurities, all my doubts still there.
但是当我回到美国的时候，我总是觉得没有安全感，有许多的这个怀疑疑惑。
At that time, church planned to build a new church, new chapel in the Dominican Republic.
那么后来我们这个多米尼加决定要盖一个会堂。
And they needed some volunteers. Since I was working in construction and since I speak Spanish, I said, I go.
因为我是在建筑的工作上我的工作就是建筑的工人。那么教会要建筑，所以我就自愿过去帮忙。
But to be honest, I didn't want it to go.
但是实际上我并不是愿意去的。
I just say to keep proving that I'm here. See, I'm changing. I help a lot.
我之所以要自愿的原因，只是在告诉我自己，我已经改变了我能够帮助教会许多的工作。
I just wanted to do some holy work, or some work for church in Jesus' name to my own glory.
我只是想要为这个教会做许多的工作，用这个奉耶稣的名做事，但是实际上是在荣耀我自己。
And besides that, I thought like they never gonna build the church over there. It takes so long. They never call me.
那我刚开始的时候，我想说他们大概不会跟我联络，因为要盖一个教会盖一个会堂是需要很多时间的。
After a year or so, I received a phone call.
但是一年以后，我收到了一个电话。
And they said, well, Brother Francisco, the construction building is gonna start next month.
他说Francisco 弟兄我们这个建筑从下一个月要开始了。
Really, I didn't know what to do.
那时候我实在不知道怎么办。
I had my job.
我那时候还是在做工。
My son was 2 months old.
我的儿子大约是两个月大。
I didn't know what to do.
那时候实在是不知道怎么办。
But thank God that I have a very faithful and strong wife.
但是感谢神，我有一个非常有信心的妻子。
Basically, she packed my luggage and kicked me.
他就帮我准备好行李，然后把我踢出门。
That's true. She said, "You say it, you do it."
那是真实的。他告诉我说：“你说了，所以你就去做吧。
”I tried to use it as an excuse. I said, "But you're going to be alone."
他说我想要拒绝，但是
Who's going to help you?
他就说你将要会是孤单的，没有人要帮你。
He said something very interesting.
他说了一件很有意思的话。
He said, "I'd rather suffer doing God's will for not doing it."
他说我宁愿受苦也不愿为神做工。
So I went to the Dominican Republic. The construction was going to take probably 8 months.
所以我就到多米尼加共和国去协助会堂的工作。那个整个时间大约是八个月。
And I was so fearful.
我非常的非常的不安，非常的惧怕。
Why are you so fearful?
为什么我这么惧怕呢？
Because I was going to face myself over there.
因为在那里我将要面对我自己。
I wanted to see if my faith is based on myself or the congregation in here.
我必须要在那里面对的信仰是我自己的信仰，还是众信徒的信仰。
Or my faith was based on my wife.
或是我的信仰只是根据于我的妻子。
Or my friends.
或是根据我的朋友。
Or the Bible studies.
或者是因为查经的缘故。
I was going to be there by myself.
我实在很不愿意在那里孤单的一人。
And I was really, really afraid to be by myself.
在那里孤单的一人让我觉得非常的害怕。
Because in the morning I need to pray, and I cannot fake it. I was by myself.
因为在清早的时候，我必须要祷告，但是我不能假装，因为我必须要面对我自己。
Evening, I was by myself praying by myself. I cannot fake it either.
在傍晚的时候，我也是一个人祷告，我也不能假装。
It was something very fearful.
所以那是一件非常令人惧怕的事
情。I didn't have the Holy Spirit either.
在那个时候，我还没有圣灵。
So it was very struggle.
所以我心里非常的挣扎。
As the days start passing by,
这么日子一天一天的过去。
Of course, Dominican Republic they speak Spanish.
当然，在多米尼加他们是说西班牙文。
But because I'm Mexican, my accent is different.
但是因为我是墨西哥人，我的腔调是不同的。
So people ask me, "Where are you from?"
所以有人就会问我说你从哪里来
And they say, what are you doing here?
他们会问说你在这里做什么呢
So I said, well, I'm a Christian.
他说 well, 我是一个、基督徒
And we built a chapel for the church.
我来这里就是为教会来干一个会堂
And the second question, what is your church name?
所以第二个问题就是你教会的名称是什么呢
Well, it's La Verdadera Iglesia de Jesús, through Jesus Church.
所以我就含糊地说哦是真耶稣教会
Why did you pick that name?
那么人家就问说那你为什么是那个名称呢所以一个问题接着一个问题
You know how much I learned from those questions?
你知道我从那些问题当中学习了多少吗
From my sharing on the street because people ask me where are you from and same questions what faith, what do you believe?
所以从这个街道上我因为人家问我这么多的问题，所以我学习了很多。
The first thing that I learned is I didn't know anything about the Bible.
第一件事情我所学习的就是我实际上对圣经一点不了解。
Second thing is I wasn't able to explain our basic beliefs.
第二件事情就是我根本没有办法向人家解释我们的基本信仰。
Sadly, probably I didn't even believe them.
那更令人悲哀的是我。根本就不相信他。
But even though if I was able to explain it, even though I was able to know the Bible and believe the truth,
虽然说我可以向他们解释我们的信仰，解释圣经里面的道理，解释我们所相信的真理。
I found that I didn't have love for the lost.
但是我也没有我发现我自己对这些迷羊一点爱心也没有。
Because I thought like, well, don't believe the truth is not my problem.
我想说他们不愿意不相信真耶稣教会所传的不是我的问题。
But through sharing on the streets to being us basically on the streets.
但是呢，在这个路上跟人家分享，并且被人家问了这么许多的问题。
Every day I have to go back home, read the Bible.
每天我都要回家读圣经。
Go through all single pamphlets from the church.
那么把教会的这些传单一张一张的读过。
Kneel down and pray, God, please allow me to believe this.
那么跪下来祷告，祈求神帮助我能够相信这一切所宣传的。
I also changed my way of praying.
那么我也逐渐改变我祷告的方式。
As I said, I didn't have the Holy Spirit back then.
在那个时候我还没有得到圣灵。
I was asking God, please tell me what to say.
那么我的祷告就是向神祈求告诉我要说什么。
Who to talk with?
哪些人我可以去跟他谈一谈。
And most important, give me the love that you feel for them.
更重要的求你将你的爱赐给我所以我可以去爱他们。
Amazingly, believe me, God sent you people to talk to.
那么感谢神非常奇妙的神就将我需要谈的对象送到我面前来。
During that period in Dominican Republic, three pastors stops by.
在那一段期间，有三位传道者到多米尼加共和国。
And believe me, thank God they were busy.
感谢神，他们都是非常的这个忙碌。
Having Bible studies from 10 in the morning to 2 or 3 in the morning next day.
就是从早上十点到隔天早上的两三点都在这个查经。
Because he's not you, it's God who is preaching outside.
因为有许多的人来到教会。
I realize that. But let me tell you something that is very interesting.
有一件事情我要跟大家分享。
I met a guy on the street. His name is Emilio. He's a lawyer.
我在这个路上呢碰到了一个人，他的名字叫
I was passing by.
那么我跟他这个擦肩而过。
He was on the streets with a huge Bible.
他在站在路上呢拿着一个很大的一本圣经。
You can tell when someone read the Bible, note every paragraph, notes.
你可以了解一个人如果读圣经的话，你会看到他的圣经里面有许多的注记。
I passed by, say hi, how are you?
所以我从那边经过，我跟他打招呼。
I was scared.
但是我心里非常的害怕。
He said, this guy is tough.
因为我觉得这个人实在是很难对付。
I just went on the corner.
啊，所以我就从这个角落啊转过去。
And something inside of me, he said, "Why are you scared?"
但是啊，在我心里面有个声音说，为什么你惧怕呢
？I pray.
所以我就祷告。
And I went back.
所以我就回头。
And I said, "May I speak with you about the God, our God?"
啊，所以他我就跟他说啊，你好，我跟我们来谈一谈神吧。
Sure, take a seat.
啊，他说好啊，请坐。
Probably we spent 2 or 3 hours talking.
那我们大约花了2-3 hours在那边谈。
About water baptism, Holy Communion, Holy Spirit, everything.
从这个洗礼、洗脚礼、圣礼啊、圣餐礼啊、圣灵。
He asked so many questions.
他问了许许多多的问题。
But something inside said, I don't know.
啊，但是在我心里面想的，嗯，我不知道。
But let me find the answer, and I'll be back tomorrow.
啊。我哦，就是有时候碰到一些问题啊，我不知道的时候，我就告诉他说，我去啊找到答案，明天再跟你回答。
And it is how God showed me my faith can grow.
那么这是神怎么样的啊教导我啊信心怎么样的成长
？To preach, then ask, and you don't know, you don't know. Let me see the answer, and I come back tomorrow.
啊，就是去啊传道啊，那么。啊，去宣道啊！那么如果你不知道，就回答不知道，回去啊，去考察一下，然后再继续来传道。
I handed him a Q&A book in Spanish.
啊
，I give him the Q&A in Spanish.、
哦、所以呢，我就将我们教会的西班牙文的啊问答的这个册子啊给他。
After 2 or 3 days, I passed by again.
啊、大概2-3天、我又从那边经过。
He said, "Come, come, come! I need to talk to you."
啊，那么他招呼我说：“来，我要跟你啊， I, 我需要跟你谈一下。
”I was scared.
啊，我还是心里很害怕。
He said, "You know what? I found something very interesting."
啊，他说：“哎，我发现一件非常有意思的事情。
”I never read something so pure.
啊，我从来没有读过啊这么样纯正的东西。
I never read some doctrine like that so biblical.
啊，我从来没有读过这个教义是这么样的、啊、根据圣经的。
But this book has two errors.
啊，但是呢，在啊这个册子里面有2个错误。
Like,
what's the error?
我说 What is it?
我说糟了，怎么办啊？ Says, 我就问他说是什么呢
？He says it's a typo. It's just the wrong verse they quoted. Instead of 13, they put 23. That's all.
啊，他说。大概是这个打字错误或是印刷错误而已。
It's when I realized that the truth cannot be defeated.
所以那个时候我才了解真理是不能够被打败的。
And after we talked for probably an hour,
大约谈了1个小时以后
，I believe God used him to talk to me.
我相信神借着他跟我说话。
He said a sentence that really cut my heart.
他说了一句这个是很感动我心的一句话。
He said, "You know what, Francisco?"
他说Francisco,
"You are so focused on being safe."
你一直只专注于你已经蒙拯救了。
And you try to do your best to preach.
你尽了你所能的要去传福音。
But I can tell.
但是我可以告诉您
，That inside your heart,
在你的内心深处
，You don't love God.
你并不爱神。
He was true. He was right.
那么我心里
，He was totally right.
这样的承认说他说的对。
I prayed for the Holy Spirit for almost 10 years.
因为我求圣灵已经超过大约是10年的时间。
My motivation was to be saved.
我的动机只是为了要蒙拯救。
All that I said is, thank you. See you tomorrow.
所以我就对他说感谢你明天我们再见。
I remember I went back home. It was like 6 p.m.
所以我就回家那个时候大约是下午6点。
Get my backpack. I drop it.
我就将我的背包放下来。
Kneel down and repent.
然后我就跪下来悔改。
I cry.
我痛哭。
He was right.
因为他所说的是对的。
He did that for 2 days. I cry and every time that I pray, I cry because I was so selfish.
所以呢，接下来2天我就是悔改痛哭，因为我觉得我非常的自私。
All that I care is about someone who go in the cross and die for me.
因为我所在乎的就是某一个人被钉在十字架上为我死了。
All that I was looking for is someone to take my place for the suffering.
我所期待的只是某一个人为我受苦。
All that I was looking for is someone who forgive my sins.
我想要寻找的只是有一个人会赦免我的罪。
All who I was looking for is for someone to save my soul from hell.
我想要寻找的只是某一个人能够将我从地狱的刑罚里面拯救出来。
And that's all that I care.
那些都是我所在乎的。
And the second day that I was crying and praying.
第二天我继续的祷告并且痛哭。
My tongue started rolling.
突然间我的舌头开始转动。
To be honest.I stop praying. I stop praying when my tongue starts changing.
当我的舌头开始转动的时候，我就停止了祷告。
And I remember I told God, I'm very unworthy. Please do not give me the Holy Spirit.
那么我觉得我跟主耶稣说，我觉得很不值得，请你不要将圣灵赐给我。
Start praying again. My tongue rolls.
我要继续跪下来祷告，我的舌头还是卷动。
I said, Please don't, don't.Because if you give me the Holy Spirit, there's no way to deny that you exist. There's no way to deny that you forgive me. And what should I do?
他说，我说，主啊，求你不要赐给我圣灵，因为我得了圣灵以后，我不知道怎么办。
I said nothing. I knew I received the Holy Spirit because my heart changed.
那么后来我就不再多说了，因为我的心改变。
I was on the streets.
那我就再回到这个。街上
no fear at all.
我心里不再恐惧
Very bold.
我心里觉得很壮胆
Even I found a place that they call the Plaza of the Bible.
我甚至找到了一个地方，它叫做圣经大厦
I went on the bus and preached the 10 basic beliefs.
那我就进到那里去在那边传道
But I asked God, please.
但是我祈求神
Don't use me.
不要用我
I don't deserve it.
因为我是不配的
Because I don't love you.
因为我不爱你
Now help me to love you.
求你帮助我能够爱你
As I said nothing. I came back to US after 8 months.
那么我什么话也没有说八个月以后我就回到美国
Only one pastor who was there, he noticed it.
只有一个传道注意到了那件事情
And he asked me, I didn't know that you received the Holy Spirit.
他就问我说，哎，我没有，我没有注意到你已经得到圣灵了。
And I said I didn't know either.
我说我也不知道。
I just pretend.
我只是
He knows my wife very well.
他对我的妻子他认识我的妻子。
He has his phone. I said, let me call her.
所以呢，他就说那我跟你的妻子联络。
I said, please don't, please don't.
我说请你不要了。
Let's find her by herself.
我们让他自己去发现吧。
So when I came from Dominican Republic,
所以当我从多米尼加回国以后
，my wife told me, so how was it?
我的太太问我说，如何呢
？And I said, well, it was good.
我说那还不错啦。
We kneel down and pray. Let's kneel down and pray to thank God.
然后他就说，那我们就一同跪下来感谢主吧。
I couldn't fake it.
我当然呢不能假装。
We cried for almost an hour.
所以在那边哭泣了大约一个小时。
But then, when I was here in US, I started coming to church because I was curious.
那么我就穿好衣服我就要来教会，因为我非常的好奇。
God blessed me with the precious treasure of the Holy Spirit.
神将他这个非常宝贵的圣灵赐给了我。
So I was convinced.That this is the abidance of Christ in the church.
所以呢，我就真的被说服了。这个教会有神的同在。
But then I was in U.S.
但是在美国。
Nice life.
有着这个很好的生活。
And something inside of my heart keep pounding me and pounding me.
有一件事情总是在我心里不断的在提醒我。
Did you believe in me?
你相信我吗
？Do you tell your coworkers about me?
你有没有将告诉你的同工关于我的事情
？I looked at the right of the freeway. I looked at the left, and I said, "Who's going to tell them about Christ?"
我往左往右看我说谁要告诉这些人 有关基耶稣的事情。
Until it was enough. It was enough. I couldn't handle it anymore.
那么这样就足够了。
So I kneel down and I said, "What is the next? What is it?"
所以呢，我就要跪下来。我时常在询问的就是接下来是怎么
要怎么样呢？ I don't know for some of you, but have you ever been to the mall?
你们是不是有曾经到这个这个？
I say to myself. I say to myself.
我告诉我自己。
Do you believe in God, Francisco?
你是不是相信神呢
？Stay on the mall and scream about God.
那就是到这个mall 里面呢去传福音。
I took a deep breath.
所以我就做了一个深呼吸。
Step on the second floor of the mall.
我就到这个。Mall 的第二层楼去。
And he's screaming, "Who wants to be saved?"
然后我就大声的说：“谁要蒙拯救呢
？”Everybody raised their hand.
大家就说everyone.
They raised their hand.
每一个人就举手说我要。
And I asked him, "Who wants to obey God?" Not everyone raised their hand.
No. 然后我就问说：“谁要顺服神呢？”
But I believe
it
was the same way that I was thinking.
那么这个就是跟我过去所想的是一样的。
The days came by, and then start preaching in construction work site until they said, like, "Man, could you please just stop talking about Jesus?"
所以呢，当我回到这个我的工作的场地的时候呢，我就常常传福音。有人就告诉我说请你不要再继续传了。
I told them, "How could I?"
我跟他们讲说，我怎么能够这样子呢
？Even in my helmet, I have stickers I put TJC Spanish Ministry.
因为甚至在我的这个安全头盔上，我都放了一个真耶稣教会的西班牙语宣道的这个标志。
Really, no fear after receiving the Holy Spirit, no fear.
所以呢，我们领受圣灵的时候就没有的恐惧。
But it doesn't end there.
但是领受圣灵不是一切的结束。
I heard a story over the radio when I was to work 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning.
我常常在开车去工地的时候呢，听这些广播。
The story is kind of long.
当然这些故事都很长。
But anyway, I'm going to make it short.
我就尽量把它缩短。
It was a guy that I guess I shared with you many times.
或许你们曾经听过，是有一个人在那边讲道。
But for those who are from Canada, I guess they know the Niagara Falls.
他们可能住在加拿大，因为他们对尼加拉瀑布非常的清楚。
So I heard the story that there was a guy who tied a wire over side to side.
他们在报道有一个人就是把钢索从河的瀑布的这一边连到那一边。
And used to cross the Niagara Falls from one side to another side.
那么他常常在钢索上从一端走到另外一端。
Everyone was amazed.
那么每一个观看的人都非常的赞赏。
People praised him.
每一个人都非常的称赞他。
People admire him.
每一个人都非常的羡慕他。
So he said, "I'm going to make it even harder."
那但是那个表演的人他说，我要让这个表演呢更困难一点。
I'm going to get a wheelbarrow.
我就要放一个那个酒桶。
And I'm going to ask someone to sit in the wheelbarrow.
我需要有一个人躲到这个木桶里面去。
And we are going to cross in the wire the Niagara Falls.
然后呢，我要推着这个木桶从这个钢索上从一端推到另外一端去。
Everyone was amazed, and he's going to do it.
每一个人都非常的惊讶要看看他是不是真的要这样去做。
This guy is great.
他们觉得这个人实在是太棒了。
So before in the morning, before he performed,
所以在早上在他开始表演以前
，he went to have a breakfast.
那么他去吃早餐。
And the waiter was there.
那么一个侍者在那边。
And he said, "Oh, are you the guy who's going to cross today, right?"
他说，哦，你就是那个今天要从钢索走过去的那个人。
Everybody knows you.
每一个人都知道你这个人。
You're so famous.
你是这么的出名。
Everyone believes on you.
每一个人都这么的相信你。
They admire you.
他们都非常的羡慕你。
Even myself, I get all my accounts, my savings and accounts. I sold my house, and I'm going to bet my money that you're going to make it.
啊，他说，甚至我呢，我已经将我所有的积蓄，甚至把我的房子都卖掉了，我要在你身上押注。
So the guy who was going to perform asked him, "So you trust me that much?"
啊，所以呢，那个表演的人说，哇，你这么样的相信我吗
？I trust you with all my heart.
啊，那位侍者说，是的，我全心的相信你。
So、he said, "Well, it's very good because so far I haven't found anyone to volunteer to sit in the wheelbarrow. And since you trust me that much, why don't you sit in the wheelbarrow?"
啊，他说啊，这太好了，因为我到目前为止呢，还找不到任何一个人愿意。啊，这个坐在这个木桶里面。啊，既然你这么相信我，或许你可以帮忙吧。
No way.
啊，当然那个侍者说啊，没有办法。
You know what?
啊
，I was that guy.
啊，你们知道吗？我就是那个侍者。
I received the grace of receiving the true gospel of salvation because I have no chance to receive it in Mexico.
啊，我能够领受这一切的救恩啊，这个啊，是我在墨西哥所没有办法领受的。
My sins were forgiven.
啊，我的罪啊，已经得蒙赦免。
He blessed me with the precious Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit who created the entire universe.
啊，他甚至将这个宝贵的圣灵啊赐给我啊，这个借着这个圣灵，这个啊宇宙是被创造出来。
And now I was saying, I can help, I can trust in you, but not that much.
啊，但是呢，我可以相信你，但是啊，没有办法全心全意。
And I'm telling you that because probably many of you are so curious, why do I join TTP?
啊，或许你们有人会觉得很好奇，为什么我会啊报名参加这个神学训练班
？It was a great revelation.
啊，那个实际上是一个启示。
It was a big calling when you pray.
啊，是不是你啊在祷告的时候看到了一些啊异象呢
？No, not really.
啊，实际上不是的。
The only thing that changed my life because God granted me the Holy Spirit, and as I said, everything He gave me the blessed blessings.
啊，实际上啊，改变我生命的就是啊得到了圣灵。
And I was dead on my sins.
啊。我在那里啊，认识了啊我的啊罪。
And he rescued me from what I was.
啊，那么他从啊过去的我将我拯救出来。
And then I realized when I read the book of Romans.
啊，当我读啊罗马书的时候
，I realized that I was dead on my sins.
啊，我了解到我过去在我的罪恶里面。
I couldn't save myself.
我实际上没有办法啊拯救我自己。
And actually, I didn't even want it.
啊，是事实上，我根本不想要救我，从罪里面把我自己救出来。
So, Almighty God sent His only begotten, precious, holy Son to earth.
啊，但是呢，啊，神将他啊这个独生子，他所爱的独生子啊，差遣到世上来。
He took my sins.
他将我的罪啊拿走了。
As the beautiful hymn they were singing.
啊，就好像我们所唱的诗歌。
I wasn't there when they crucified my Lord.
就是当他们钉耶稣的时候，我并没有在那里。
And then he was buried.
啊，那么他被埋葬了。
And he resurrected.
那么他复活了。
And for 40 days he walked on earth again.
那么40天他在这个世上。
And now he was exalted and he sat on the right hand of the All Majesty.
那么他现在已经回到天上，坐在神的右边。
And I said to myself.
我告诉我自己
，If that doesn't motivate you, Francisco,
如果那样没有办法这个鼓励你出来
，then you don't know Jesus.
那你就是不认识耶稣了。
That is why I decided to join TTP.
啊，所以这就是我为什么
Because it's his life.
参加这个神学训练班的原因。
It's his life, it's not mine anymore.
因为这个生命是他的，不再是我自己的。
All that I want is to glorify His name.
我想要做的就是要荣耀他的名。
And all that I want is to let him be known among the nations where people don't know him.
我所想要做的就是让他的名在世界各地能够传开，那些不认识他名的人能够知道他。
Yeah, last thing.
那么最后一件事情。
I thought to go many places.
我想要到很多地方去。
And one day I My wife told me something.
有一天我的妻子告诉我一件事情。
Said you can even tell your neighbor in the front and the back, on the left, on the right, that you believe in God and be a Christian. Don't even think to go anywhere else.
他说，如果你没有办法告诉你的邻居，就是住在你对面、住在你后面、住在你左边、住在你右边。你是一个基督徒，将福音传给他，那你根本不要想要出去。
Start preaching here.
所以我们所要做的就是在这里，在这里开始宣传福音。
And then go somewhere else.
然后你再到别的地方去。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He gave me the courage.
他让我有勇气。
Now through the Holy Spirit and the blessing of God.
那么借着圣灵以及神的祝福。
We go in different countries like Guatemala and Mexico.
我们到达了这个瓜地马拉、墨西哥。
To share this great love and great salvation.
在那里分享他的慈爱以及他的救恩。
Because let us remember.
在那里虽然有一些信徒。
Who's going to tell them?
那么谁要告诉他们
？If we don't go there.
就是说那边还没有什么当地的信徒，如果我们不去的话，谁要去跟他们传福音呢
？May all the glory be unto His holy name.
愿一切荣耀都归于他的名。
Thank you.
Okay. 感谢主恩典，让我们听到Francisco 弟兄美好的见证。
Since God's blessings, we can hear the testimony from our brother Francisco.
真的，他的见证，我们看到新娘真的扎根人他生命的改变。
From him, we can see that once the faith is rooted, you will see the change in the life.
我们有时候信仰是表面性的。
Sometimes our faith may be very is on the surface.
从他的见证里面，我看到我们许多青年，其实我们的信仰会跟他事实上是跟他很类似的。
So from his testimony, we can see that a lot of faith, a lot of youth, the faith is very similar to him.
也就是有时候我们还是表面性的说，我可以做这个，我做那个。
Sometimes we come to church, we just in the surface that we can do this or do that.
但是我们要真的深深的被主的爱感动过之后，我们的生命才会真的改变。
However, the only time that our life can change is when we truly touched by God.
那这个改变，我们从那见证里面听到的，就是圣灵带来的更新。
So this change from his testimony is coming from the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵也是因为我们为什么需要，就是因为我们在传福音的时候，我们真的需要圣灵来启示我们。
So we can understand that in order to preach the gospels, we need to receive the revelations from the Holy Spirit.
所以他提到了圣灵加给我们力量。
So he mentioned the power that was received through the Holy Spirit.
从胆怯到坚强。
From fear to strong.
那在这个传福音的过程当中，道理就越来越明白。
So through the preaching of the gospel, we can have a clear understanding of the gospel.
所以主耶稣所应许的圣灵降在我们身上会得到力量。
So just like the promise of Jesus Christ, after receiving the Holy Spirit, we will receive the power.
神为他的教会准备各种做圣工的人。
So God will prepare all kind of workers in church.
所以我们感谢神让 Francisco 弟兄可以加入这个传福音的工作。
So we thank God that brother Francisco can join the team of the holy work.
提到一个很重要的一点，就是我们传福音有时候不要想说我要到很远很远的地方去传，真的。
One very important thing that he mentioned is the preachings doesn't need to go very far away.
我想我们在上个礼拜听到传道在讲非洲见证，我一定是我很想去。
Last week we heard the testimony about Africa. Maybe we are so excited that we want to participate as well.
但是传福音真的最重要就是当地的人要自己做。
However, we need to understand preaching gospel the most important thing is the locals need to be.
所以我们需要，去传福音。
So yes, we need to go out and preach.
以前是当地我们现在所住的地方，我们要去传。
To the place where we locally reside.
因为如果是外面人传，传一传他走掉了。
Because if the preacher came from the outside after their preaching, they would depart.
那这些听的人可能就听一听而已，也不会来继续信了。
So whoever listens, they may just listen, and they will not be able to actually believe.
有时候信了之后也不会留着，可能就走了。
Even though they believe, they may not be able to stay.
除非当地有人继续跟进，在不断的去牧养浇灌。
Unless in the local church, there are people that can continue to cultivate them.
好，所以我们其实在每一个所住的地方，我们的周围邻居就是我们传福音，先传福音的对象。
So the people who live close to us is actually the audience of our preaching.
但是我们也看到出外去传福音的时候，我们会得到成长。
And we also learn that once we go out to preach, we will grow.
好，所以我们要有那个勇气出外去协助工作。
So we need to have the courage to go out to help the work.
那这个就是我们从做工当中得到的成长造就。
So this is the edification through working.
好，所以愿神灵在我们心里做工。
So we pray to God that He is working in our heart.
我们这将近两个小时的见证。
So we have around 2 hours of testimony.
相信我们一定可以得到很美好的造就。
I believe that we receive a beautiful edification.
从神的管教。
Through the discipline of God.
到过一个。每一天灵修祷告的生活得到了成长跟神的祝福。到最后我们能够心里真的生命感受到我们为主耶稣活着，能够去传福音所得到的造就跟神的名得到荣耀的这个整个过程，我们一定可以成长。
Then through the final stage that the change of life, our life through preaching the gospel, so that we can be edified and grow.
所以愿一切荣耀颂赞都归于天上真神。
May all glory and praises belong to our God.
愿神的灵继续带领他的教会。
May His spirit continue to guide the church.
让我们每一位学员都能够不断的在信仰上追求成长。
So that all the students can continue to pursue the growth in our faith.
让我们在我们回去的日子里面，真的为耶稣活着。
So after we returned, we can determine to live for our Lord Jesus Christ.
同心默祷。
Pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.